Good afternoon. Good afternoon. I'm the pilot. not the pilot going in the sky, but the pilot going into the earth. I'm joking. Certain thing. Jabji, Rinpoche, whose holy name is extremely difficult to express, who has been unbelievably kind to the to me and to the organization, the preservation of the Mahayana tradition. I was trying to, in Australia, I was trying to talk something, so I could not explain what is the FMT, FPMT. So I couldn't get everything in my mind. Couldn't get all the words. So it was quite fun. I didn't make it up. Anyway, so say that D2 symptom is karma. So two which is aspect of cancer. But amazing thing that is that even the doctors, everybody can see that, you know, extraordinary, you know, the experience, the doctors, you know, nurses, how were unusual, extraordinary, you know. I think this is the understanding of the effect of what they got, I think. So Haibar Mishu himself told me that his own answer was the cancer's gone. You know, the main thing was Rinpoche did Tonglen, you know, did much Tonglen practice, the Bodhicitta practice, taking other sentient beings suffering and causes with the compassion, then giving, you know, one's own happiness and cause the merits, the body possession, everything to all sentient beings with the loving kindness. So I think the very much is the answer. To me, the conclusion of the kind of a private or secret Tonglen practice into the cancer went away. So anyway, however, sometimes those holy beings, bodhisattvas, you know, sometimes holy beings, they possible that taking the sicknesses so that other sentient beings opportunity to collect a merit, doing service, and but some ways can be said, you know, it depends, taking others, you know, the suffering. So, the other way is that to give opportunity to others, to practice and to offer service, you know, they collect merit and purify them. An example, when great Lama Ishe, so Lama came after the outer aspect to what was shown, what the doctor said, that he had quite a serious heart disease, and so Lama came to United States according to Lama's advice to do operation, and Lama and Master was dead, that say the beach, what's the name of the beach? Yesterday we were there. Not that side, but much more down, bottom of down, then the bridge, where there's a road coming down from the mountain, from the hill to the beach. So, just you go on the hill, then just about there, maybe a few steps, there's a house that Lama bought. The idea was 6 months to travel, to keep teaching, then come back to rest, to, I think, Lama's course, day and night. You know, holy mind is no separation from Dharma, no separation from path. So, you know, such the unification, those things, no separation. In the reality, the ordinary view, you can see that every day, doesn't mean sessions. The session is there by sleeping. What's called rotating rest, sleeping. What other people see as sleeping, but actually it's a meditation session. It's a session of great yogis, you know, who not only, whose holy mind is enriched in the three principal path, whose holy mind is totally purified, you know, lay the foundation, like the field or the rocks, thorn bush, all this cleared away. So like subjugation thought, like rocks, thorn bush, all these things that interfere to grow things, is cleared away. Like that, so subjugation thought, the inner root of samsara, the ignorance, sin, those attachment to samsara, samsara perfections, so this cleared away, is by actualizing renunciation of samsara, bodhicitta, right view. The Pasangikas, the Madhyamika Pasangikas who right view, emptiness, and also based on the root of the power to enlightenment, of devotion, so that.